Many states in Nigeria have adopted different tree planting initiatives in a bid to recover arable lands degraded by erosion, over farming, desert encroachment and others, which are threatening food production, lives and property. But the successful implementation of initiatives remains the issue. In Lagos State, for instance, the government launches tree planting program every year, in which every resident is expected to plant at least a tree each year. And if anyone should cut down a tree, he should plant two in replacement.
It helps the planet by taking carbon dioxide into animal food and bring out oxygen for humans to breathe in.
If 165 million Nigerians should each plant a tree, we can be sure that our goal of creating a green environment free of pollution, erosion, and other natural disasters will be achieved.
It taught me that planting is good.
If that initiative is pursued religiously, by now the state will be a forest of trees. But that is not so. Most places in the city, including Lagos Island, Amukoko in Ifelodun area and others, are without trees. The implication of that is that the people are vulnerable to the scorching heat, which has made life a living hell for many. According to some respondents, the reason why the tree planting initiative in Lagos has not achieved significant success are many, including the ignorance of many on the importance of trees, the don't-care attitude of the people, and the fact that there are no available lands to plant trees, since most residents live in rented houses. Etao State, a northwestern region of the country, including Kano and Katsina, shows another dimension of the issue. Residents feel that planting of trees will take over their farmland, and as such, they are reluctant to embrace the initiative. But experts say it is high time that the people were educated on the immense benefit of trees around them. Trees, they say, keep the weather cool, act as windbreakers to protect houses, create the ambience for the soil to replenish for better crop yield, and help to check climate change by absorbing carbon dioxide, which is among the greenhouse gases that cause global warming. In fact, in line with global efforts to reduce emissions through degradation and desertification, just creating and sustaining forests will earn the country huge revenue. An environmentalist, Dr. Desmond Majekodomi, who noted that Cross River State is among states that are earning huge revenue from its forest reserves, advised other states to follow suit to, among other things, protect their people from the devastating impact of climate change.
Forest is what God has given us to protect us from carbon pollution. It's the forest that recycles the carbon dioxide and gives us the oxygen that we need for our survival. We must stop this nonsense of tearing down our forest.
Kano State is among states that are on the verge of attaining economic boom from trees. The state, which already had made millions of naira from trees planted between 1987 and 1999 to check rapidly encroaching desert, was about signing a memorandum of understanding with an Abuja-based company for the harvesting of tree parts for making paper, matches and others. Speaking on the tree business, the state deputy director of Afforestation Project Farm Center, Alhaji Aminu Kabiru, explained that a typical eucalyptus tree could be sold for between 1,000 naira and 1,500 naira.
We are now waiting for them. It's not every species that they wanted it. They just want to come and sample the species.
Based on the success stories, experts believe that the Great Green Wall program of creating a wall of trees along desert frontline areas in sub-Saharan Africa and passing through 11 states in the country could positively turn around the economic fortunes of the affected states. According to the DEX officer for the Great Green Wall program in Kano State, Alhaji Garuba Saleh, governments of the affected states should go beyond the wall of trees to creating orchards of economic trees. He underscored the immense benefit of the project.
The wall itself is a plantation of trees that is 7,500 kilometers long and 15 kilometers wide, which run across the sub-Saharan Africa. It entered Nigeria from Kebbi State. It is a program that is encompassing and that has the socio-economic benefit for the community, the environment, and the general population.
The respondents say no effort should be spared in replacing the nation's forest cover because forests are life and they create wealth. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.